were either going through some difficult times, changing times, and how did they in faith and in patience walk with God? And in Hebrews 11 is that chapter that speaks about all the heroes of faith. By faith this one did this, by faith that one did this. And at some stage in verse 10 you see that he says, for he was looking forward to a city that has foundations, whose designer and builder is God. Speaking of Abraham and Moses, and it says, what they had in their heart was a vision and was an identity of God busy with a people that would be a city. In eternity, God would have all his people and they would be a city. And the foundations of this city would be God. He would be their builder. He would be their designer. And that God throughout time is actually busy with building a group of people together that would be his. And Israel, the Jews, were kind of like a symbol of that. Throughout, and if you now let your mind go through all the Bible stories, you know, all the time God was with the people and they were like different. They were, people were either fearing them because God was with them, they overcame. And when they weren't walking with God, bad things happened to them and they were overtaken. But they always had this testimony around them that they were different. They belonged to God. They were God's. And if you touch them, you touch God. And if you touch them in a good way, you get touched in a good way. If you touch them in a bad way, you get touched in a bad way in that sense. And so the people would know, if you're enemies of the people of God, you're the enemy of God as well. And so throughout the Bible, you see this image and this picture of how God is busy with his people. And we see that, and it's by faith. And then later on, Jesus comes and he says, hey, it was said that for everyone who believes in me, you would be granted eternal life. At some stage, you had this picture where it was only the Jews, and the Jews believed it was only for them. But I come and tell you, I've come for all the world. And I'm paraphrasing a number of scriptures now. But Jesus comes and says, everyone can be blessed. Everyone can be part of this city coming through me, the door. And that God is actually calling everyone. And so years go by, and lo and behold, we're in 1990s, maybe 1980s, some of you born again then, and maybe earlier. But now you're in 2020, and you're part of a motley little group that comes and plants a church in Paul, and we're on the move. And what we've got to know is that I believe God is with us, that we are with God. Together with a number of different churches, you drove just past the Christ Church here on the corner, that God is gathering people. God is bringing people to himself, and he is busy with something way bigger than just us. What he's busy with in us is very important and is great, but he's busy with something way bigger, and that is his city, his building, his church, and the gates of hell won't prevail against that. And so when we think of what we are, I want us to consider that we are called. Called specifically. And I know some of the visitors, some of you might just be looking in or just invited. And maybe some of you are called to be with us. But primarily we get called to be with God. God comes and says, I want you. And somewhere in your heart you respond. It's so beautiful. This morning we were driving and we drove over the bridge there close by Meadow Hilson. We saw a little group of people there busy speaking and they were baptizing a few believers. We had an opportunity to speak about baptism, me and the boys, and about following Jesus and how does it look like, and just again speaking through that. But we get called unto him. That's your first calling. Bible says, make your calling and election sure. And in this time where there's a lot of movement, a lot of change, it is important that you and I know that we are called, first and foremost, not to be some great preacher or some great apostle, prophet, or that, maybe that included, but first and foremost, you're called unto him. Are you a child of God? Are you his? Called unto him. He comes in a special way. For me, God had to call a few times. I can remember a few moments as a little boy that I felt God draw me closer. And, you know, I didn't exactly know what was being communicated, but I knew God was drawing me. And later on, again, and then there was a stage where I could see my life is going seriously down. I was choosing a few wrong, making a few bad decisions. And just before it went really bad, I had a friend that invited me to a youth gathering one Friday night. And I just knew. And I responded to that call. I said, yes. It made sense. The sense of being called unto it had meaning. And I knew, I need to give my life to the Lord. Since then, it's changed. Not always been easy. I haven't had all the answers to life or so, but I had the answer. I was unto Him. And the question this morning is, are you called unto Him? I want to say, you are called. Have you answered? Have you said yes? We are called out of the world. So you called unto Him, but then you called out of the world. And maybe some of the guys here that actually went to the military or so, you would know the sense. You get either on that bus or so, and then you come in to the place and your hair gets shaven and you get a new uniform, and you are not part of the civilians anymore. You're not part of the world anymore. You are part of a group. And it's the military, and you've got a special task, and you've got a special mission, and all of that. But there's an identity that comes with that. And it means that you have been part of an area, now you're called into something. We are called out of the world. And as a church, we've lately, last week you saw a quick video clip as Andrew just spoke about, you know, just different sins that God is confronting and that God is dealing with in the larger just gen and in our midst. And we need to know that we are called out of this world. You are no longer part of it. As we are born again, it's something spiritual that you get pulled out. Bible says in Ephesians, out of darkness into light. Doesn't mean that you have all the always do all the works of light, but you have a new place and a new ability, capacity to follow God and do His deeds out of the world. Called together. So speaking about calling, calling together, we call together. It's like a family. Called together. The Greek word for church is ecclesia. And that word was used oftentimes, not just for the church, but whenever people were gathered together. They were a group that gathered together for a specific purpose. And so when Paul and Jesus speaks about you are the church, he says, you are called together. You're not just called to me. You don't just have a personal relationship with God. You're not just out of the world, maybe in some monastery, kind of a hermit life in the world, away from the world. No, you call together as a family. My Christian life cannot be lived without you. I cannot have a full understanding of God without you. I've been called with you. And so, while there might be some times in persecution or maybe, you know, a short season where you're on your own, God never destined you and me to be alone. We are to be with Him and with other believers, with His people. And that is the city that He is designing, that He is building. It's not a one mansion where you alone, you know. It's not a bachelor's pad. It is a family home. It is the eternal city. Call together. And then we call to follow Him. I love it how Jesus comes and he shows how He comes. He starts to walk the earth, and then, you know, He's on earth for about 30 years or so. And then there's a moment where you see the pattern displayed. God the Father says, be baptized. And says, this is my Son, in whom I'm well pleased. He's unto Him. Then He's clearly, you see, there's a difference. He goes into the wilderness and He gets tempted. With all the temptations that the world gets tempted, He does not sin. He's not part of the world. All right? Then He comes and He gets the disciples. He says, come, follow me. He comes and there's a togetherness. And He says, come, follow me. Come, walk with me. This is what we are, people. We are the church, called to Him, called out of the world, called together, and called to follow. 1 Peter 2, verse 11, he says, "Beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles, as the traveling city, as the people that are on a journey, abstain from passions of the flesh which wage war against your soul." And this is, and for us as specifically as Josh Jen, God is speaking about that. Hey guys, we've got to know. There's been a bunch of pressures, and it seems like people are running to different things. The passions of the flesh, they're running to just things that are not God, and there's sin in that. It says, you need to know there's a war against your flesh. And together we need to realize that we are called by God. And we need to, we've got a mission. We've got to follow Him. But know that you're a sojourner and you are on your way. You're a stranger. Where are we? 81 Klein Parijs Avenue, the Italian club. But where are we? We are hopefully with God. We are on the way. I love it how in Acts people refer to the Christians. It says they are people of the way. I want to play with the words. We are on, or we are in the way. We are, if you ever got, had a, maybe your parents or a brother or so constantly telling you, you're in the way, get out of the way. This morning I want to tell you, stay in the way. Stay in Jesus. He's the way, the truth and life. Get in the way. And we are on our way. And when we look at the word way, it's got this movement with it. It's got there's a progression, and there's going to be a destiny. And for us here on in the world, we have this sense of eternity in us. We need to mean something in the world, but we are not going to end here in the world. We need to be light and salt to Paul, but we are journeying to the end, that there's somewhere there's going to be eternal life, everlasting life. We have eternity now with Him. Our understanding of God is going to change as we go from death to heaven. Eh? But God's going to stay the same. Do you know that? He's going to be the same than what He's now. He's going to be the same forever, everlasting. And so that eternal life, that relationship that we have with Him, there's going to be change because we're changing, but His way with us is not going to change. What an incredible thing to think about for just a while. It's like, stays the same. And so we are here in Paul right now with maybe some of you are married, some of your family, this, that, and the other. You're in this now, but you are on the way, and hopefully with us as we follow Jesus. So, love this portion in Psalm 39, verse 12. David writes and he says, "For I am a sojourner with you, a guest like my fathers." He's praying to God. He says, "God, I'm a sojourner with you." For God, the world is very important, but it's not the end. And this morning, I want to kind of leave something in your heart that, hey, guys, we are called for something better. But right now is the best where we need to be. And so there's this tension in our hearts. Like, Lord, you've called us for here, but our home is in eternity. And there's an attitude that we have when we have that in our hearts, is that we belong not to this world. We belong to God. We are under His authority. We are following Him. And every bit of authority that speaks His word, we submit to that authority, but we submit to Him primarily. And so we are different from the world. We are a peculiar people, the Bible says. And we are constantly moving. And for us, this congregation, we're feeling it now. We're constantly moving. We've got this premise for at least, we're looking at least the end of the year till the end of the year. But hey, let's see. We don't know. And there is a lot of uncertainty walking with Jesus, but His presence is certain. And you can just, I mean, think of the disciples. So what are we doing today, Jesus? And it sounds like Pinky and the Brain. So what's the plan to take over the world today? I'm now using that because with my boys, I frequently have little Pinky and the Brain stories that I tell at night. So now I don't have any more new kind of ways. I have a set pattern, you know. It just changes the the villain has a new name, but it's at the same. And at the end of the day, Pinky and the Brain does not take over the world. There's three other, there's a monkey and two dogs, Mic Mac, Tic Tac, and T-Rex. Yeah, crazy. Yeah. But hey, you know, they win the day, and it's like, and it's amazing. Every, Baba, gaan jy Pinky and the Brain for ons vertel? And we need to say, Brain, wat gaan ons vandaan doen? But I sometimes can imagine the disciples, Peter coming, so Jesus, what are we going to do today? Same thing we do every day, Peter. We are going to tell the people about God. Or we're going to show God. We're going to, that was his mission, to display this kingdom, this eternal life, this better life, this life with God, of God, to the world. And sometimes we can get distracted in moving and venues, and they are so important and needing to build, and people get distracted with different things that are of the world. And this morning, it's a moment to pause and to say, hey, what are we? We are called by God unto him, out of this world, together to follow him. And we are on the way with him. And we are looking at one another and we remind ourselves, hey, we mean something. There's destiny here. It's destiny here. People need to be born again, saved, find Jesus, grow in Jesus. And we need to say, hey, come, what are we doing tomorrow? Same thing we do every day, Jesus. We're the light to the world, the city on a hill, this city that God is busy building. The foundations is of God. He's the designer. And there's something that's sometimes so difficult to, you want to have somebody touch it, you know. No, this is what, it's a revelation. And so, Father, as we sit here for this moment, Lord, I pray for the spirit of wisdom and revelation, as you say, to open our eyes and our hearts and our minds to this glorious calling. That for every single one, you have this calling in Jesus. And I thank you that we are different in our personality, in our talents, in our gender, and our age, and Lord, our ethnicity, all these things, it's different so that you can bring about a beautiful picture of you. And maybe if you've forgotten in the hustle and the bustle of life, and in the getting ready, and maybe even serving, busy with church things, you've forgotten some of these core truths of us. Just bring that before God and say, Lord, just clarify. Let me stand in awe again. Let me see it in myself. Let me see it in the person next to me. Because on the journey we can forget what it's all about. But it's a sacred journey. Now I want to ask the musicians if you can come to the front, please. And the musicians are going to just lead us in that. And this is a moment where you can just dedicate yourself to the Lord again. Say, Lord, here am I. Send me. That's what he did to the prophet. He called him and said, who will go for us? And then Jeremiah said, cleanse me and then send me. And this is a moment for you and God. Say, Lord, yeah, if I've been distracted, please forgive me, but I'm giving myself to you. If you're visiting and you're part of another church, I want to encourage you to ask the Lord, how do you want me to be part of this, that church, and how do you want me to serve and be together with them? Because we really believe that God has got purpose for every single believer in this town. Amen. So come stand with me. Cassie's going to